Rashi says, Sha'afata, even now also, he oisat sorchi abayis, like the second maid is still working in the house. Therefore, here it's better. But it could be to sell to a third somebody else, he has no right to do it. Verse says, V'hilchus, so what's the maskono? That Baal Shemochar Karkala Peris. If a husband that has a nichse melug, his wife's property, that he has a right to use the peris if he sells it to somebody else, the law is layosav leklum. Nothing doing, he has no right to sell it to somebody else. My time, what's the reason? Why is the sale no good? Abai Yerom Rabbi says, Chashinon Shema Tachsif. We're afraid that maybe you'll get ruined. In other words, Rashi says, Asot Shelo Yochresh Lekev Lezavlo. That the person that buys it now won't really fertilize the karka good and keep it in good shape. Because he's always afraid that any minute now the wife, the husband will give his wife a get, and he only has the right to use it, this third person, calls them on the married, calls them on the husband had a right to use the Paris. But he's always afraid maybe the husband will give his wife a get, and then he'll lose his right to use the Paris. So he doesn't want to invest too much money in the fields. So we're afraid he won't fertilize the good, that's why he can't sell it to somebody else. Mashenkin, the husband himself, he's not afraid, like he knows if he's going to give a get or not. So if he doesn't have in mind to give a get, we're not afraid, normal, he'll put a lot of money into the field. He'll take good care of it. Rav Ram Rav said, Mishum Rav Chabes. No, this was like we said before, that the Rabbanim wanted that the produce should stay in the house itself and not go to somebody else. My Benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? Where it says, Ika Benayu, are you the Makar of Lamosa? If you have a field that's right near the city, that the kids, you could always see it. So therefore, the person that buys it now would be afraid not to fertilize, not to take good care of it. Because everybody could see it. So therefore, like the husband and the wife would see if he's not taking good care of it. So if the field would be near the city, then they would be allowed to sell to somebody else. Because we're not afraid that person won't take good care of it, because everybody could see it. But if the reason is Mishum Rav Chabesa, still it won't help. Inam Yerels Baal Orisu. Nafkamin also is, let's say, the husband is an Oris. He himself plows it. He himself could plow. In other words, what he's oris means the husband is taking care of it, but he's only selling the paris he's selling to somebody else. So then it's okay, we're not afraid of Shema Tachsiv, because the husband is working good on the field. It's just the Rav Chabes you don't have. Like the produce, the husband doesn't bring home, he sells it to somebody else. But that's the Shali where the husband is working, and what he's selling is the fruits he sells to somebody else. He wants to make money on the fruits. Can he do that or not? Or does he have to bring the fruits into the house? If it's Mishum Rav Chabes, so he's going to have to bring it into the house. But if it's only afraid he can't sell it because he'll ruin the fields, when he's working on it, then we're not afraid he'll get ruined. Inam Yerels, Zuzi, for Ka'ovid Bu Iska. Or else the same case, where let's say the husband sells the produce, and with the money that he gets, the husband says, no, I'm going to do with it now, next time I'm going to eat it up. I'm going to put it into a business. I'm going to make an Iska out of it, a business out of it. And the male will become rich from it. If the only reason why he can't sell it is because the Rabbanim wanted to be a lot of money in the house, the husband says, listen, this way I'll make more money. I'm going to sell the produce to somebody else. I'll even hit this side, even let the other person work on the fields. And I'm going to sell it to him, the rights to use it. But the money I get from him, I'm not only going to eat it up and use it. I'm going to put it into business. So you should know we'll have much more money. So there'll be more of a Rav Chabesa. But if the reason is Mishum Shema Tachsif, that we're afraid the other person won't take good care of it, that's first, still applies here. We have to be afraid maybe he won't take such good care of it. So that's the difference between these two reasons. And now the Mishnah says like this, Shemeres Yovam Shenoflu Lo Nechosim. A Shemeres Yovam, again, that's where her husband died, and there's a brother that's alive and they have no children. Now the brother did not make Yivam yet, she's only a Shemeres Yovam. Now, after her first husband dies, now her father dies, and she gets Yerusha. She has property now, or else somebody now gives her matana. So the law is that Moedim Beishamu Besilu, both Beishamu Besilu, both agree, Shamoicheres Venoisenes Vekayim, that she is the total owner of her property now, of the Nichse Melug. And if she wants to, she's allowed to sell it. If she sells it to somebody else, it's Kayim, to Shemeres Yovim, the Yovim has no right to get it. In other words, since the Yovim did not make Yivim yet, his only Zika, it's not really his wife yet, therefore she's allowed to sell the property. What about the Mesa? What about she dies now? The Shemeres Yovim, the wife that after her first husband died, before the brother makes Yivim, now she dies. So Ma Yase Buksubosa Uvenechosama Nichnosim Vayotzimo. What should we do with her ksuba?
So Rashi says the ksuba means benadunya shechnisu loy, the presence that she brought into him. V'shemosan loy b'ksubosa, we wrote it into the ksuba exactly how much it was worth. V'kibl olav achriyusan, that the husband has an achrayis when he gives her a get, or at the end to give it back to her. U'rishoyin loy tziyam, and the husband's allowed to use it. That's called like nichsei tzern barzel. That means that she doesn't lose these. We evaluate how much it's worth when she brings it in, and that much value of it is written down in the ksuba that the husband owes it to her, either when he dies or else when she gets a get and she receives to receive her ksuba, she gets this money back. So now, what do we do now with her ksuba? No, because her husband died first, so she has the right to get back her nedunya, the present she brought in. That's called the nichsei tzern barzel. Or also uvenichosim hanichnosim vayoytzin imo. That's called nichsei milug. These are two types of properties that when an isha gets married, she brings into her husband's rishus. Nichsei nichosim and nichnosim vayoytzin imo means really that's what we're learning before, that the keren, the property, belongs to the wife. It's hers, and the husband can't sell it. It's only that the husband has the right to use the peris. That means she brings it in and she takes it out with her. So now, when she dies, who yashins it? Who gets her nichsei milug? Who gets it? So it's a machlokes. Beishama yemer beishamay says yachloiku yorshei habal im yorshei av. Now that she died, now that the wife died and her husband died already before, so now she, really right now she's not married. So there are two people that could yashin her. Usually the case is her father. She had no children here, so usually her father yashins her. But here the question is that since there's a yovim involved, there's a brother, maybe the brother should yarshin it, because he's like the yerush of the first husband. So therefore Bishami says yachloiku, they should divide it, yorshei habal, which means the brother, im yorsheyav, with either her father or else whoever would yarshin from her side. And Rashi brings down that the Gemara in Yevamos talks about this mission and explains it, that really Beshama Yoni means on the Nichsei Milug. That's the question with Sayach Leiku. But the Nichsei Tzerno Barzel that the husband has a right to sell, that for sure his Yarshim Yashnit. Sakopone Beshama says on the Nichsei Milug, that's what she brings in, and the husband can't sell the property, only the husband has a right to use it. So such property, when she dies, Beshami says they divide it. The Yarshay Habal with the Yarshay Hav. Ubeisilu says no. Nichosim becheskosim. The nichosim remained, this property remains in the same chazok and the same possession that it was up until now. And the Gemara in Yevamos also says machleik is exactly what does it mean. So Rashi says it goes on. Amrim nichosim Rashi the tzayin no barzel, that the ones the husband has a right to sell is also becheskosim. And Rashi brings down the Gemara in Babas with some machleikus over there. What does it mean? Does it mean the cheskas av or the cheskas abal? Bakopon snat yachleiku for sure belongs to one of them. Uksuba. Uksuba here means the nichse milug. That's the cheskas yorshe habal. So Rashi says, what does it mean, the uksuba here? That means the mon and the messiah and the taisefe shiruyin lovilo mishabal. So that's the cheskas yorshe habal. There's a regular din ksuba, the $200, or else the taisus ksuba that was put into it. When she dies, so now who gets it? So that remains for sure cheskas yorshei habal, since the husband didn't give it away yet, and now she died, so the money remains by the cheskas habal. What about nechosim hanichnosim vayoytzi imo? What about the nichse milug? I mean, so far we spoke about the nichse tzern barzel, that the husband has a right to sell and only the value belongs to the wife. Then we spoke about the ksuba, the $200. Now what about the nechosim that she has, nichsei milug, which means the husband does not have a right to sell it, just it always goes with her and goes out with her. The husband only has a right to eat the peris. What do we do with the nichsei milug, which is called nechosim hanichnosim ayetzim imo, which goes in and goes out with her? So the cheskas yorshayav, that remains by her rishus, by her father. Since it's in her property at all times, she's the bailam over it, therefore it remains by her. What about Niach Ochiv Mois? What about if the brother now leaves over money? In other words, when her first husband died, he left over money. Now really, her ksuba is supposed to come from the property of the first husband. Even if the second brother now makes Yibum, The loch we had in Yevamis was that the first bracha, the first husband, from his nechasa, from the Yerusha that he leaves over, she gets a ksuba when she gets a get from the second one. So therefore, what's going to be if the first husband left over money? So it said, yukach bem karka, she should buy karka with it. Vuaycha peris, and the second husband has a right now to eat the peris of it. Now, peris hatalushim in a karka. What's going to be peris that are still attached to the ground? Is also yukach bem karka. She has a right to buy karka with it. Vuaycha peris, and the husband only eats the peris out of it. Because that's called like Karen. So Rashi says, this man yom holds that metaltlem in mishtad l'ksuba. Therefore, when the first husband died, even his metaltlem, even his money, is also mishubah to ksuba. Therefore, the money is like mishubah to her. Therefore, she's supposed to buy karka. And aloha is the second husband can eat the peris of it. So if you have peris hamechuborim, forget, the first said it was peris hatlushim. If the peris will cut off the field already, at Lushim, minakark, if it's cut off, that's really cool, like kesef, like metaltlim. It's the same halacha, yukach bem karka, he's supposed to buy karka, vuecho peris, and he'll eat the fruit of it. So the new husband, the brother. What about hamchaborim lekarka, the peris that are attached to the ground? Some Ramea says, shomenoisa, we shots up, we evaluate how much this field is worth more now because of the fruits that are on it. So that means shomenoisa, we evaluate it. Kama hein yofim beperis, how much it's worth with the fruits. For kama hein yofim beperis, how much it's worth without the fruits. For hamoisa, the leftover, the more money, now yikubem karka. She should buy karka with it. Because that's called part of a keren, that she has a right to buy karka with it. Vuecha peris, and the husband will eat the peris from it. The fruits that are attached to the ground, shaloi, belongs to him. And the Gemara Yisakash doesn't make any sense. The peris that are attached to the ground is like karka, so why does it go to him? And the Gemara says, really, it means it goes to her. We'll see this more in the Gemara. Now, hatlushim in a karka. The Chum say, though, if the peris that are tlushim, not attached to the ground, so then they hold kol ha-koydim zocha behen. It depends whoever gets to it first. Kodam who, if the new husband gets to it first, zocha, he yashins like his brother and he has a right to keep it. Kodam he, if she gets to it first, then it remains by her, by the wife. Therefore, yukach ben karka, she's supposed to buy property with it. And Allah is, vuecha peris, the husband can eat the peris, the fruits of it. I will see all this in the Gemara. Right, the konsa. Let's say they do make yibum now, after her first husband died. Now the brother marries her. She's still alive. The brother marries her. Is already kishtu lechodaver. It's like his wife now for everything. He's like regular din ishus. If he wants, he can give her a get. But bilvad providing she takes to bosa nichse by lohorishim. This is what we have in the Gemara in Yevamis. That a ksuba now, not the pshat, the new husband, the second brother has to pay him, but a gold comes from the nechosim of the first husband, from the property the first husband left over. That's where she gets a ksuba. Now, lo yoimelo, the new husband now cannot, the new brother cannot say to her, harei ksuba secho monachas al shulchan. Like I'm putting away money right now for the ksuba, I yashin my brother, and he left over a lot of money and a lot of property. So I'm setting aside now the $1,000 for your ksuba, and therefore what he would like to do with the rest of the property that he yashin from his brother, he wants to be able to sell it, to use it as if it's his completely. The Mishnah says nothing doing. Lo yoimer lo, he can't tell her. Harek suba secha menachas al shulchan. Your ksuba is on the table. He can't say that. Elo, rather, kol nechosav achron uksubosa. All the property that the second brother yashin from his first brother is all meshubat for ksuba. So even if that money gets lost, she still has a right to collect from the rest of the nechosim. And therefore, the new brother now cannot sell any property that belonged to the first brother, because all the property is meshubet for ksuba. Says the chayin the same thing. Layomer adam lishtoi. In a regular case, when you marry your wife, you should not tell your wife harek ksuba secha menachas al shulchan. The same thing. If you write in the ksuba 200, so you can't stop set aside $200 and like say the rest of the crack and the rest of my property is not meshubet to you. You can't do that. El lakol nechosav achron ksubasa. But rather, all this property that you own is meshubit to pay your wife's ksuba. Girsha, once you give her a get, Here, even the case where you make yibum, where you married your brother's wife and you gave her a get, is ein lo eloksuba. She only gets a ksuba, which here means from the money that she yarshin from the first brother. And Rashi speaks out that, but before he gave her a get, all the brother's nechos is meshubas for ksuba. The brother can't sell any nechosim that belong to his brother. But once he gives her a get, then all she has is just the right to collect the money, but the rest of the property belongs to the brother, and he can sell, do what he wants with it. Her zira, let's say after the second brother gives her a get, and he's not a kayin, he wants to remarry her, he could do it. And arei kechol hanoshim, she's like any other wife. V'yein le'el ksuba bovad, that she only gets the ksuba. That's the law of any isha. When you remarry her again, the ksuba, the pshat is the same chiv as the first ksuba. You only have to write a new ksuba. The same, whatever you machayv yourself for the first ksuba, that ksuba still remains now when you remarry her. And the Gemara asked the question, really, what do we have to have the chiddush here by Yovam for when he gives her a get and remarries her? It's the same halacha by a regular wife. Well, we'll see all these halachas in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this: Iboilu, here we have a shaila like this: Shemeris Yovam Shemesa. In the case where she was a Shemeris Yovam, in other words, first her husband died and they had no children, and there was a brother alive, so it's supposed to be a mitzvah yibum, but he just didn't do yibum yet. And now she dies. Is mi kaivra? Who has the chiyev to be kaivra her, to bury her? One svar is yorshei habal kovrila, that the yorshim of the husband, the husband's brother, like, he has to bury her. Why? The koryasnik suba, because the yorshei habal are yashning haksuba. Like Rashi says, learned in the Gemara before, that for us, what's the chiyuv why a husband has to yashin and bury his wife? Is because of the ksuba that he gets from her. See, here also, the yorshe habal, they yashin the ksuba. Hey, it's the $200, the money of the ksuba itself, the yorshe habal keep. Therefore, they should have the chiyuv to bury her. That's one svara. Oiduma, maybe yorshe avkovrilo. No, maybe the yorshe of her father have to bury her. The koyashi niyasi nechosim anechnosim yotzimo, because we have before the nichsim milug, the property that really belongs to her, she just brings in and takes out with her, the nichsim milug that the husband can only eat a peris, that's the locha that her father yashins it, because really that's in her property, it's her karen. Therefore, since the father gets something from her, maybe the father has to be kaiver her. So that's the shaila, which one of the two has the chiyuv to bury her? So Rav Amram says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. The Tanya, we learned like this: Shemeris Yovam Shemesa. Or Shemeris Yovam, again, when the first husband died without children, and she was in a matzav of Yibun because she had a brother-in-law that was alive, and then she died. So it says, Alocha, now who has a chiev to make the kfura to take care of burying her? It says, Yor Sheho Yor Sheik Suboso Chayovim Bekfuroso. It says the people that yashin the ksuba, there's a lashon of yosher, the one that yashin the ksuba, they have a chiyuv to take care of the kvura. So therefore, l'chur, the yorshei habal, since the yorshei habal, they are the ones that yashin the ksuba, they have a chiyuv to take care of the kvura, and not the yorshei av, because they don't get the ksuba, they only get nechosim and nechnasim yetzimo. So it's alright, the yorshei habal, they are the ones that has to take care of the kvura. The Mora says, Amr Abai, Abai says, Afanan Namatanina. We also, bring your proof, we also learned like this. We learned Halochom, Almona Nizoinis Menichsa Yisoymin. And an Almona, in the regular case where her husband dies, she's an Almona, so she has the right to get fed from the Nechosim that belong to her husband, that the Yisoymin Yashant, as long as she doesn't collect her Ksuba yet, she has a Tanai Ksuba, she has a right to collect Mizoinis. So it says, Almona Nizoinis Menichsa Yisoymin. O Maisi Yoder Shalahen. But if she does work, she's allowed to keep the money goes to herself. V'yein chayovim b'kfurosa. In other words, these yisoymim do not have a chiva to take care of a kfura. Why? Rashi says, to her boy lemesa ksuba liyarsheh, because these sons now, they have to give her ksuba to somebody else, to the ones that yarshina. So rather it says here, but Yorsheho, Yorshei Ksubasa, Chayovim Bekfurasa. Whoever Yarshin took Ksuba, they are the ones that have to take care of the Kfura. Now the Gemara explains, who are these two people like?
The Mor says, now, Ezel Amono is Yesh Lashne Yorshim. Where is there a case that the lady's in an Amono, that she lost a husband, that she has two types of Yorshim? So it's saying now, the one type of Yorshim, the sons, they don't have to take care of a Kfura, because they don't Yashin a Ksuba. But rather, the people that Yashin a Ksuba, they have to take care of it. So where's this type of a, where's this case that there are two different people? Heavy Omer, we have to say, Zu Shemeres Yavam. This is the case of a Shemeres Yavam, where there was a matzav of Yibum. When the husband died, there is a brother that's alive. And now when the Yavam, when she dies, halacha is the brother Yashin Saksuba. So since the brother Yashin Saksuba, the halacha is, he has to take care of the Kfura. Mashenka and the kids, the Yisaimim, since they don't get the Ksuba, they do not have to take care of a Kfura. So Rashi explains, like it's a diyuk from over here, because the real case of an Amona Nizoyin as a regular Amona is not talking about the case really of Yibum. An Amona Nizoyin Stam means her husband died, she's an Amona, and she has kids, the kids Yashin, the father. So just as Locha, they don't have to take care of a Kfura because they don't Yashin a Ksuba, they have to give away yet. But Koponim is a diyuk though, that in a case where there are two types of Yoshim, that's the diyuk, a case of a Shemeres Yavam, that's the Locha. That the ones that Yashin the Ksuba, they have to take care of the Kfura, like here means the Yorshei Habau, Mashenk and the Yorshei Av, they don't have to take care of the Kfura. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rava says, Falema Ach Ani Yerush, Nechura, why does the brother have to make the Kfura for the Yavama? True, he's Yashining the Ksuba from his brother, but I'll call upon him, let the brother say, Falema Ach Ani Yerush. Let him say, I'm not like getting the ksuba. The pshat is the, what happened here? That the first brother died. So his wife was a Yavama. So it was Zika to the second brother. And now she died. Now the Yavama died. So shall the brother that's alive now, why do we say like he's Yashning Hoksuba? What? Let him say, no, I'm Yashning for my brother. My brother was Mason, I'm taking over his Nechosin. So I don't have anything to do with his wife, with the Yavama. So why do we say he has a Chiyah to take care of the Chura? That's the kasha. For lay ma'acha ni yerush, let him say, I'm yashning my brother. Ishtoi, his wife, ain't any kaver, I'm not going to take care of a kfura. Like, I'm not yashning hoksuba. I'm taking over the nechosim that belong to my brother. Rashi says, ksuba zu shani yerush, this ksuba that I'm taking, ain't like kamen adun yimidunaisa aviyaklum. It's not the pshat, she brought me in a present, she's giving me something. Elo masayim b'taysefa shakosab lachai. It's the money that was written in the ksuba. I'm not yashning she never collected the money yet. The money always belonged to my brother, and now that my brother died and she died, I'm yashning my brother. So let the Yavam, the brother that's alive now, say, I don't want to take care of a kfura. I'm not taking over a hook suba. I'm just taking away the, I'm getting the money from my brother. Because we could talk back to this brother, the one that's alive now, and tell him one or two ways. Mishneitz Dodin. But tell him like this, how do you call yourself? Im Achiv Yerish, if you want to say you're taking over your brother's position, you're yashning your brother, if so, Yikfras Ishtai. You should also have to take care of the kfura of his wife. The Rashi says, Kamoy Shayu Kaivra, Im Meisa B'chayiv. Afiloloyach Meisa L'klum. Just like when your brother calls him on, he's married to her, if the wife dies, the husband has to take care of the kfura, even if she did not bring in any Nadunya. That's the Tanai Ksuba. The husband has to take care of his wife's Kfura. So once you're yashning your brother, you want to tell him you're taking over your brother's position, like, you should also have the Chiyiv then to be Kovri his wife. Elamai, you want to say no, you don't want to have anything to do with his wife. You don't want to make the Kfura on his wife. Says so, Yitain Ksubosa. So you should have to pay the Ksuba then. Don't take the Ksuba then. Give the Ksuba back to her Yosher, to the Yosher Ha'av. That's the Shalos. Since you're keeping the Ksuba, you should have to take care of the Kfura. So Omar Leis, he said back to him, no, hochikam, and this is what I meant to say. Ach, ani Yerush, no. The brother that's alive now says like this, the money that I'm taking over now is not hoksuba. I'm taking over the money from my brother. Es ish to enani kaiver, I don't want to be kaiver his wife. Vimishum ksuba. If because of the ksuba, the klal is la nitnu ksuba ligvais mechayim. Like Kozman, she was alive, she didn't have a right to collect the ksuba altogether. So Mel is never considered like she got the ksuba. So therefore, I am not Yashin the Ksuba at all. I'm just taking over my brother's Nechosim. So therefore, it has nothing to do with her Ksuba. Therefore, I should not have a Chiyuv to be Koy for her. And Rashi says, Likvois Mechayim means Kol Zaman Shabal Chai. Kol Zaman, the husband is alive. V'yani b'mokim ba'aloymet. Even though here the husband died first, but kol zaman there was a mitzvah yibum, like the brother's alive, he's b'mokim his brother. Rashi shayisim mitzap l'kainsa. So therefore, it's called mechayim. So it's called she never had a right to collect the ksuba. Since she never had a right to collect the ksuba, the chalal, I, the brother, has a right to say, I'm not yashning the ksuba. I'm yashning my brother. Since I've taken over my brother, therefore I don't have a chiyuv to be kaver his wife. So this the Gemara says, man shamet le diyisle medrash ksuba. Who is the one that holds this svara of medrash ksuba? You want to read the way it says in the ksuba. We hear that Beshame holds the Amri, they say Shtar Roy Medlik Bris Gavidomi. But this that you want to say Mechan Medon Klet Ksuba, that's because that's the Nusach, that's the way it says it in the Shtar. The Rashi says She Doirish Loshen Ksuba She Kosav Bo. Like she Tinosi Lach, when you get married to somebody else, Titli Masha Kosav Lachi. The Menor Dikis Lanit Nuksuba Likbris Mechayim. Here you want to make this Diak. So any Yechel Nosli Achak, but you can't get married to somebody else. So it's not called the time yet for you to collect your ksuba. It's not called you have a right to get married to somebody else. So if you want to be medayik from the words that says in the ksuba, that's Beishamai Shita. The kashrus Beishamai hold Shtar Roy Medlik Kugavidomi. But since the wife had the ksuba and is aiming to collect it, it should be considered as if she collected the money. So still, now that she dies, it should be considered like she already collected a ksuba. And now the brother is yashning her ksuba. That again, he should have a chiyuv to be kaver her. Now the Gemara proves it. The Tanan, because we're not like this. Meisu balayin. So a shayla in the case where the husband had a shayla, his wife was a soita. So he wanted to drink, he brought it to the kohen to drink the mehamorim. The loch was meisu, the husband died. Achila shosu, before his wife drank from the mehamorim. So it's a shayla if she was a soita or not. Did she live with another man? The loch is if she did, she doesn't deserve to get a ksuba. If she's not a soit, if she didn't live with the other man, she deserves to get a ksuba. So the husband died first, so she can't drink the mehamorim anymore. So we have a suffix whether she was mezana or not. So Allah is Beishamai Yerimrim Noitlois Ksuba. Beishamai says she has a right to collect a ksuba. Minasofa, she could collect a ksuba. Her husband died now, she has a right to get a ksuba. For Lois Shaisais, and she doesn't drink, since the husband died, she can't drink from the mehamorim. Oh, Beisil Loimim, Beisil says, no. Either we tell her to drink from the Mayamorim, or she can't take the ksuba. So Beis Hillel says, when I'm a sofik, she does not get a ksuba. Because we have a doubt, maybe she was a soita, maybe she was mezana with another man. Then she doesn't have a right to get a ksuba. So first thing more is the kasha, but does Beis Hillel say we make her drink the Mayamorim now? How is that possible? The Pasuk says, behavior ish as ishtay alakayin amarachmona. The Torah says, that the man has to bring his wife to the kohen. For Lekka, the man is not alive. If the husband died, there's no parsha of saita now. We can't make a drink to mehamorim. So what does Beis Hillel mean to say? Either she should drink, or else she doesn't get a ksuba. So where it says Ella, what Beis Hillel means to say is like this: Ella mitoch shelo shoisei, since she doesn't have a right, since she can't drink to mehamorim, since her husband died, we can't check her out. We will never find out whether she was a saita or not. Loinoitlas ksuba, she doesn't collect the ksuba. Why? Because mina suffering, she doesn't have a right to get the money. But Beishamai says no. Noitlas ksuba v'loi shaisis. She collects the ksuba, even though she can't drink, even though it remains a doubt towards a suffering, whether she was a saita or not, still she collects the ksuba. Is the question v'yamai why? Why does she collect the ksuba? L'chur esveik, what's a suffering? Suffering zanoi, suffering loi zanoi. We have a doubt, maybe she was mezana, maybe she did live with another man. And then she doesn't have a right to collect the ksuba. So in our sofik, we have a doubt. Usually we say, you don't take out money on a doubt. How meitzu mechver all over aya? Or in here, ukasi sofik umeitzu midevadi. How come over here the sofik comes and takes away from the vadai? So it's a kashin beishamai. So there it is, kusari beishamai holds that shtar roi medligvers kugavadomi. Or shtar, when the isha has a ksuba. Since the ksuba is a shtar and it's oimed, it's ready to collect with, like here her husband died, we consider as if she collected it already. We consider as if she has the money already. So therefore she's like the muhsik, it's like she's holding on to the money already. Therefore, even with a doubt, she has a right to get the money. It's not called she has to go now and collect and take it away from her husband's nechosim. But it's considered as if it's already collected by her, as if she has it already. Therefore, even with a doubt, still she has a right to keep it.
So you see, Beis Shammai holds the svara shtar roim ad likbris is kagav adami. See here also, luchur the yavama, when a husband died, we should be considered as if she received the ksuba. Since she already received the ksuba, that's a teretz. Therefore, now when the brother comes and wants a yashin his brother, it's not the pshat he's yashining his brother, but rather we consider as if the yavama, as soon as her husband died, as if she collected the ksuba. And now when she dies, it's considered like the brother yashins the ksuba from her, and that's why the law is that the brother has to be kaiver.
Because since he's yashning the ksuba, that's why he has the chiyakfura. Now the Gemara is Takasha though. The whole Medras Ksuba was that as soon as she has a right to get married to somebody else, that's when she can start collecting the Ksuba. The Kurir, since she's a Shemeris Yavim, there's a Yavim involved, the brother's alive, she can't get married to somebody else, so it doesn't pass the whole Klal of Kulay Midligbus Kagavadami. And this the Gemara answers, Amravashi, Yavim Nami Kachadami. Now, even though the brother is alive, it's still considered like she's allowed to get married. Since the husband died, now, even though there's a mitzvah yibum, it's also considered like she could get married. So therefore, it's a time for the collective ksuba, and according to Beis Shammai, Oymed Ligba is a gavodami, we consider like she collected the ksuba, therefore when she dies, the brother yashin the ksuba from her, that's why the brother has to be kaiver her. Alright, we'll stop here.